Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
Hi.
We're gonna make it after all. This will make a lot more sense in about 30 minutes. I'm gonna be really honest with you. That episode left me agitated.
There was like a moment where I was like, how much is left in this?
Yeah. Anyway, how's it going?
Pretty good. It was your birthday yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
It was so fun.
I honestly had the best day yesterday.
I hope so.
It didn't involve a lot of socializing.
Nope. Just me and you.
Yeah. Like, I will say the worst part of the day is that one of our dogs had to go to the vet for a sedated x-ray because he's so big and scared that they had to sedate him. And they also needed a first morning pee sample.
Yeah. So we started your birthday off
at 7 a.m. in the snow, in the dark. Walking around Henry with a empty yogurt container.
Yeah, trying to catch his pee.
But every time we'd stick the bucket under him, he'd stop peeing.
Yeah, he was like, whoop.
Yeah, like, what is that?
We got like a little bit. We got like 2 tablespoons.
Yeah, eventually. Like if you have a dog, just picture the logistics of collecting a urine sample.
I know. I've had to do it on Nixon, my girl dog, before. And like the second they squat, you just like shove a little bowl under them.
Yeah, like why do I think I thought a boy would be easier, but now in thinking through the logistics, because he lifts a leg and twists,
yeah.
And so you got to get on the right side or you're going under, getting splishy splashed.
Yeah, I got a little pee on my fingers.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
That's okay. The rest of the day, I got my free Starbucks from Starbucks, and then we went and met my mom for Denny's, because you get free breakfast at Denny's on your birthday.
Yeah. Oh.
Pardon our dog coughing. She's okay.
She's very old. She has a cough.
Yeah. She's okay, though. And then we went to Crumble, because Crumble gives you a free cookie. Mm-hmm. Although, ironically, we only ate it tonight because it's just a lot of food.
Yeah, because we ended up at the Keg.
Yeah, we went to the Keg for dinner. We had a gift card. And
they give you free dessert. So we got Billy Minor pie.
Yeah, it's like a mocha ice cream cake.
It's delicious.
Who's Billy Minor?
I don't know.
It just did occur to me now that, like, why does he get a pie named after him? An ice cream cake.
Billy Minor pie. It just says it's a mocha. The Keg. Why do they call it Billy Minor pie? Oh, he was the first train robber. Canada's first train robber.
Oh.
He was responsible for robbing the Canadian Pacific Railroad train number 1 on September 10th, 1904.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know how that has to do with mocha pie.
Maybe he just loved an ice cream cake.
Yeah. Yeah. It happened at Railway Junction 65. No, it happened at a railway junction 65 kilometers east of Vancouver.
Oh, in the west side with us.
Yeah. Minor and his two accomplices got away with $6,000 in gold dust. Mm-hmm. and $1,000 in cash.
Like, that's not terrible.
No.
Not for 1904. Yeah, that was probably, in today's standards, like $30,000.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't know the correlation, but that's what, like, well, that's who it's named after.
Billy, thank you. It was delicious.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then I also had a nap.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Like, I love a mid-afternoon nap. The light has to be just right. It was snowing out.
I know. I hate a nap.
I know, but then you get to watch your medical drama.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
So I love it.
Do you watch that? I nap.
I'm going to make you watch it from the beginning with me. All 400 episodes.
Like, I've tried.
Have you, though?
Like, I've, like, watched the first episode.
Well.
Just didn't hook me, you know?
We'll get there.
Okay. Anyway, so I had a really great day, and then I went to work today, and my colleague brought me a cake. She baked me a cake for my birthday.
Yeah, that's so great.
Yeah, it was really nice. Anywho.
Now it's the day after your birthday.
Now I feel irritated after watching this episode. And we had to watch it on your laptop because Apple TV on our smart TV, only this episode and the next episode, it kept saying it couldn't play it. We had to use a valid Apple device.
Yeah, it said there was... What? Was
like the content, the
content.
There's a content error, but every other episode going forward, every other episode we've already watched works fine.
Yeah, it was so weird.
So it was real annoying.
Yeah, like it was fine.
Yeah.
Better than on my phone, your phone.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's season 3. It's episode 14, In Praise of Women. So people are very pro women this episode.
Yeah, it was good. That's good.
February 8th, 1999, the Camdens await the arrival of the twins as Annie endures a long, hard labor.
That's funny. February 8th, this is a Valentine's episode, and that's like right by
Yeah, so they're Valentine's saying the Day. Twins are born on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
My grandma was born on Valentine's Day. She's 98.
Wow.
I know.
So it's almost baby time. Annie's having a fever dream.
A labor dream.
I guess a labor dream. And her mom is there.
Oh, yeah.
And Jenny. She's like, I don't know if the babies are going to come, if they're okay. And her mom,
Jenny
is like, everything's fine. Don't worry.
Yeah. So she wakes up and she's in the hospital already.
Yes.
And Eric is, you know, kissing her head. And
he's too close
to
her face.
The whole time.
I just wanted to yell, get out of here.
Yeah.
But...
And Eric's doing that, like, typical, like, TV trope thing where, like, the woman in labor is squeezing the man's hand too hard, and he can't handle it.
He can't handle it. And he's trying to get her to breathe.
So there's one thing right at the very beginning, and Eric says, Eric seems, like, distracted. And Annie's like, well, did you forget something? Did you remember to do everything at home when we left?
Yeah, did you turn everything off? Did you lock all the doors? Did you...
put away the food.
Yeah.
Did you feed Happy? And he's like, yeah, I'm sure I did, but there's just something I feel like I've forgotten.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
so then periodic. The attic. Maybe what?
Kevin in the attic.
Yeah. So this whole episode, there's like a few scenes sprinkled in where they left the back door open and the fridge open, and Happy helps herself to a turkey leg.
Yeah. So
there's a dog back there trying to get comfy on a pile of nothing.
So, okay. So Happy comes in. Do you want to talk about Happy?
Yeah. Let's wrap that up.
So the fridge door, the back door is wide open.
Yeah.
And the fridge door is wide open. And there's an uncovered, fully cooked turkey in the fridge.
Yeah.
Why? What was Annie doing before?
Like cooking a turkey.
Nesting?
Is that part of nesting? You want to make a big roast, a big meal?
It was giant turkey.
Yeah.
So... Happy is like jackpot and pulls out one big giant turkey leg. And then they cut away and then they cut back and Happy's watching TV and eating this turkey leg on the couch.
On the couch. And it just gets worse and worse. Suddenly there's a cat in there eating.
They cut back. There's a cat in the house. But I think the impression was that Happy's eaten so much he doesn't even care. She.
Yeah.
Because then they cut back again and there's pigeons and a squirrel and a bunny and a skunk.
You know, no raccoon, though. Missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity.
Are there no raccoons in Glen Oak?
Like, I'm sure there is.
Well,
anyways, they're just trashing the house. There's food everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're all over the counters.
Honestly, we were so full last night. Somebody could have broken in and we would have just been like, you know what? Fine.
Yeah. Take it all.
Take it all. Stuffed with steak and Billy Miner's pie.
Ah. And then there's a scene where Happy's changing the channel. Like, he can work the remote. She can work the remote.
Yeah.
I don't know why I always assume that Happy's a boy.
Yeah, get it together. Sorry. She had puppies.
Right.
We're in the praise of women.
Oh, yeah. And then, again, they make a point to show the house being trashed. And all the wildlife are eating all the food. And Happy's passed out on her back on the couch.
Yeah. It is cute.
Yeah. No, we don't, at the end of the episode, we don't see them coming home. So I assume this will be an unwrapped up storyline.
But really, like, it's pretty hard to break down. We can go character by character. But Annie's in the whole episode, other than Happy, takes place in the hospital. And so there's really only three spaces that they film in, you know, like kind of like a corridor, a waiting room, and then the labor and delivery room.
Yes. And then they're in the nursery briefly.
Yeah. Like, it's just,
So Eric comes out. So all the other Camden kids. Or all the Camden kids. They're all at the hospital and they've been there for hours and they're just sitting around waiting. And Eric comes out and he says, your mom's going to have these babies. And they're like, okay, but when? And he's like, well, it's still not going to be for a while. And they're all asking, well, can I go do this? Can I go do that? And he says, no, you can't go anywhere. Just sit here.
Can we go home?
Yeah.
Honestly, why? Send them home.
They want to go exploring the hospital, which is kind of an annoying thing, but.
But, like, send them home. Call the house when it's go time.
Matt can bring them back.
Because they're not in the room while she's delivering. They're just in the waiting room.
Yeah. Anyways, Eric says you can't go anywhere. And then as soon as he leaves the scene, they all disperse.
Yeah. And so this whole episode is sort of, like, about them coming to terms with sort of, like, how the Camden family is ceasing to exist in with seven people. And now it's going to be a family of nine. Today's the first day of the rest of their lives with this new family. Yeah. And so everybody's handling it differently. Should we start with Matt?
Yes.
So Eric, in a panic at one point, sees Matt and is like, well, I don't know. Why don't you go give blood or something? You have the same blood type as your mom. And he's like, what? And she's like, no, she's fine. It's just something to do. So Matt's like, okay, but if you remember way back when Simon had to go get a needle and Matt had to take him, we learned that Matt is terrified of needles.
Yeah.
And so his whole thing is like realizing that like if his mom, a woman, can give birth and do all this stuff and deal with this pain, he as a man should be able to donate blood. It's just a needle.
Yeah. He has some sort of like male female system thing that he tells Mary about Adam and Eve.
Yeah. He's like, well, you know about Adam and Eve, right? She's like, yeah. And he's like, well, I think one of them had to take the dare to eat the apple and be cursed. And it was Eve. And that's why she's cursed with all this pain.
Because she was willing to go through.
Because she was willing to go through the pain. And Mary's like, well, I don't think childbirth is a curse. I think it's beautiful and a blessing and blah, blah, blah.
Mary was very like, is very pro everything this episode. Anyways, so then Matt and Simon end up having a heart to heart because Simon's upset that he's worried that he really wants the babies to be boys. Mm-hmm. And so Matt and Simon are having a heart to heart at one point. And Simon is saying like, well, it's just that I want to be a big brother. And he starts naming off all these things that he would do as a big brother. Turns out they're things that Matt taught him. And he's like, I just want to be a big brother and teach them all these things like you, Matt. Matt starts to cry. And he's like, I found the power, the will to give blood. And he runs off.
Yeah. But like, I used to be a blood donor before my hemoglobin was too low and I was anemic. And like, I suppose this was 1999, but that's not how you give blood anymore. He was just like in some random hospital room, laying on some random bed, and a nurse like walked in with a little kit. Like now you go to like a designated place. You sit in these semi-reclining chairs with like IV systems hooked up and like it's a whole thing.
I've never given blood just for medical reasons.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I'm not the best at it. Like, I'm fainty.
I'll bring you. I won't let you faint. Or if you do, I'll just be there. I'll be really close to your face, kissing your forehead when you wake up.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
So he finally does it. And he's like, he's on like a high afterwards. And he's pounding the cookies you get.
Yeah.
And
he's like, I gave blood. I can do anything.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's
basically Matt.
That's pretty much Matt. Mary doesn't have very much going on in this episode. She's sort of like also this support person, like kind of she's supporting Lucy. And
yeah, she's like in everybody's story a little bit.
Yeah. And like she convinces Matt that like women, like that giving birth isn't a curse. And
she doesn't actually talk to Simon at all.
No, she talks to Ruthie a little bit. Yeah, she really doesn't. She doesn't even go in and see Annie, really.
No. There's like, yeah. They like she's on screen a lot, but she doesn't really have a lot happening.
Yeah, I didn't really write anything.
Anything that's like specific for her. She's just.
Yeah. Well, we can talk about Lucy because that's probably her biggest piece. Lucy is just being Lucy and has a lot of feelings and decides that while sitting at the hospital, she needs to break up with Jordan.
Yeah. So she is in the nursery crying over the babies and how cute they are.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, aren't they cute?
To
and
Matt.
To Matt. And Matt says, yeah, when you're married to someone who you really love, babies are especially cute.
Like, ew.
Calm down, Matt.
What do you, get out of here.
And then she's like, well, I don't think Jordan and I are ever going to have babies. Because I'm going to break up with them and we don't have anything
like, ma'am, you are 14 years old. Like, I suppose at 14, I thought I was, as who I was going to become.
So she's sad and she starts to cry because she's away from Jordan on Valentine's Day. And so she's like, I need to call him. But then she's like, kind of out of nowhere, is like, well, we actually don't have anything in common, so I'm going to break up with him.
Yeah. Mary's like, what are you doing? Because she's standing at a payphone. And Lucy's like, oh, I'm just going to phone Jordan, I'm going to break up with him. And Mary's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, what is going on? And Lucy's like, well, I realized I was just really excited that I won him away from you. Like, I took him from you and that made me happy.
Taking him away from Mary made her feel good.
Like, yeah.
That's not a great thing.
Maybe get to therapy over that. And then she's like, and in all honesty, like, we have nothing in common. I don't like him the way that he likes me. And she's like, so her with her little handful of quarters goes to the payphone, and there ends up being this long line at the payphone. And Eric is like, you can't be on the phone. There's a lineup. This is like, people need to phone for medical reasons. And she's like, sorry, I'm just trying to break up with Jordan. And then Eric's like, whoa, let's give her some space here. Take all the time you need. Which is weird. Like, did Eric not like Jordan? I never got that.
I don't know. Or is he just like on his daughter's side?
Yeah.
It's his daughter. Right after Lucy says that taking him away from Mary made her feel good, then Mary goes off on her soapbox about why do women have to compete against each other, and if they just stopped competing against each other, they would rule the world.
Oh, yeah. That probably was her, like, biggest moment in that show.
And then at the end, Lucy's just, like, crying and overwhelmed because of what has happened. And, like, why did she have to do it that day in the hospital on a payphone?
Yeah, I think because she's emotional and the middle child. And
so she makes a funny comment. So Eric's like, you got to get off the phone. Your mom's giving birth. And she's like, no, I'm breaking up with, what's his face? Jordan. And she says,
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
okay, well, don't let me miss this event like I've missed every other Camden event.
Yeah.
Like, calm down.
And Eric's like, there's not much I can do about this. So then she's like, okay, where were we, Jordan? And everybody in line is just like, oh, my God.
Yeah. So I guess we're never seeing Jordan again.
I guess we're never seeing Jordan again. We'll see. Jordan. Maybe Mary will get back with him.
Maybe.
So.
Ruthie.
Simon.
Simon,
I think, probably has one of the bigger storylines in this episode. Mm-hmm. He is just desperate for these twins to be boys.
Yeah.
And so he read somewhere that if you hold a string above your stomach and it moves to the right, then it's going to be a boy. And so he didn't really think it through. And he was like holding a shoestring over his stomach. And Mary's like, I'm pretty sure you have to be the one that's pregnant in order for that to work. So then Simon defaults and goes to the like chapel in the church and has a heart to heart with God saying like, listen,
he says to, is it, who are you talking to? Lucy or Mary?
Oh, it's like God.
No. Like when he's holding the string.
Mary.
Okay. He says to Mary something along the lines of, because Mary says, well, the sex of the babies has been decided a long time ago. And he's like, well, God can change the sex of the babies in an instant if he hears me.
Yeah. Like,
So, yeah.
Guided.
So he is praying that they're boys.
Yes.
And he's saying that he loves women, but he wants brothers.
Yeah.
And
he says something nice about Mary, Lucy, and Ruthie.
Yeah.
And he's like, but you know, I just really need brothers.
He wants a big brother like Matt was to Simon. He wants to be a great big brother like Matt was to Simon. And he even says, like, we're probably even going to sing to them the song that Grandma Jenny taught Matt when Mary came home from the hospital.
Yeah.
So then we knew there was a song coming.
Yeah. And then he ends his prayer by saying, amen. I mean, a women. And then, like, winks up at God. I recorded it. I'm going to put it on TikTok and Instagram.
And then he pops into the delivery room at one point and asks if he can get his ears pierced.
Yeah, he's like, can I pierce my ear? And Annie's in the middle of a contraction. She's like, I think this is something we could talk about later. He's like, oh, yeah, sorry. And then he leaves.
Yeah, and he's back in the...
So I wonder if on the cutting room floor there was maybe a bit more context to that. But
and then so Simon ends up passing out in the hospital chapel in one of the pews. And then Matt is hiding and he's like, Simon. And he's like pretending to be the voice of God.
And he's like, God, is that you? It's me, Margaret. Yeah. So that's Simon. And then Ruthie is just sort of like, how old would she be now? 8, maybe?
At one point, Matt says to Ruthie that he was Simon's age when they brought Ruthie home.
Yeah.
So I think she's got to be like 9. If you think 10 years later.
Yeah.
Matt is 19.
Right. Okay. I didn't know where you were going with that. I was like, okay.
And?
So yeah, she's like, say she's 9. And she's just like waiting and she's completely over waiting in this hospital for these babies. Like, when are they going to get here? And so she's going off and she's exploring. And at one point she's sitting next to Annie in the middle of contractions. And she's like, I heard you screaming out there. Were you screaming because you were scared or because it hurt? And she's like, honestly, a little bit of both. And so off she goes and she doesn't really...
No, she runs into Mary at one point and says she's never having babies.
Oh, I thought that was such a good scene.
Astronaut. Yeah. And live on the moon. And Mary's like, yeah, you can totally do that. And then she's like, okay, but what if I change my mind and do want to have babies, but still be an astronaut?
Yeah.
And Mary's like, yeah, you can do that. There's mommy astronauts.
Yeah. She's like, you can be an astronaut and a mom. You can be just an astronaut. You can be just a mom.
And then they have this whole women can do anything a man can do and vice versa.
Yeah. The only funny thing is Ruthie's like, they can do anything a man can do, but a man can't have a baby.
And then what does Mary say?
Mary's like, yeah.
Like, yeah, except we can't have them without them or something like that.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so that's kind of the kids, like, waiting. I wrote at the very top, I said, I don't like this labor scene. Like, I just didn't like.
Yeah. Like, they had her. Okay, so she wasn't doing your typical TV labor scene where she's screaming.
Yeah.
Which was nice. But, like, they also were doing. But what they were doing that was the typical labor thing on TV was, like, the hand squeezing and the like breathing
yeah.
and the like part where the woman is getting annoyed with the man because he's trying to help, but you're not helping and don't touch me and whatever.
Yeah. You put me in this situation.
Yeah. Like that. I've given birth twice. It wasn't like that.
Okay. And yeah, she's just very like sweaty, like, which is, yeah, that's, I guess, how you be.
That's what happened. Well, when they're trying to make it. So she's been in labor for a very long time.
Yes.
Don't forget it's twins.
It's twins and she's 40.
Yes.
So one doctor comes in and is like, hey, girl, I think we're going to need to do a C-section. And she's like, why? Is everything okay with the babies? And he's like, yeah, everything's fine. And he's like, it's just that given your age and how long you've been in labor, you might want to consider a C-section. And she's like,
stress the babies.
Yeah. She's like, but the babies are fine. And he's like, yeah. Then she's like, I'm fine. I don't want a C-section. I've delivered 5 babies on my own. Like, I can do this. And then the doctor's sort of like, he kept defaulting to Eric, which I wanted to like bop him in the head. And he's like, okay, well, you should talk about it and let me know right away. And so Annie is like, she's like, I want a second opinion. And this doctor's like, every doctor here is going to agree with me. And so Eric is like, oh, should we maybe consider a C-section? And she's like, no, I want you to go get Dr. Hastings. And you'll remember from a couple episodes ago, Dr. Hastings is the doctor who delivered Matt and almost killed him and her because she had preeclampsia. And so, but then they had like a reconciliation and da, da, da. So,
but the whole episode, every time somebody says Dr. Hastings, they're like, wait, isn't that the one that almost, and it's like, yeah, killed Matt. Yeah. Yeah. There's like every character has a scene where that that sentence happens.
Yeah. So they go find Dr. Hastings. Annie tells him what's up and he's like, I'm so glad you trust me. Like, I want to support you in doing this. In, you know, unless there's something wrong with the babies, let's just keep the course.
She does say she wants to deliver them normally.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like that. She said, I don't want a C-section. I want to deliver them normally.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be like, bitch, that's not.
Yeah.
Just get kind.
That. No. So Dr. Hastings is going to go to bat for them and he's like going to let her continue the labor, but he suggests something for the pain.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if she takes laughing gas or what was the drug they used to give like our parents?
Oh, I don't know.
It'll come to me. Anyways, she's very high.
Yeah, she's singing to the babies. She's having a great time. Lucy's sitting with her at one point. She's like, oh, Ruthie, go get your dad. And she's like, oh, my God, I've never seen. Oh, she says, I've never seen anyone like that before. Well, except for Aunt
Julie.
Aunt Julie.
Like, yeah.
Oh, no. So Dr. Hastings comes back. She's still laboring and he's like, hey, girl, listen, I don't like he never examines her or anything. How does he know this? But he's like, one of the babies is in a good position and the other one has turned around and is breech.
Yeah. Butt first.
Butt first. And he's like, so, you know, they're both doing okay right now. We're going to have to deliver the one baby and then I'm going to have to manually turn that baby around.
Yeah.
And if things go south, we're going to have to do a C-section. And she's like, okay, I believe in you.
So she gets an epidural at this point as well.
Yeah.
And I think, are you the doctor? Almost. Oh, yeah. So Matt comes in the room at one point, right before the delivery. And he like meets Dr. Hastings and he's like, are you the doctor that almost killed me?
Or he's like, are you the, and Dr. Hastings is like, the doctor that almost killed you? Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
So then she's ready to push. All of a sudden.
Yeah.
So
she's, as you do.
As you do. So she's pushing and it's like your typical labor scene.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And the first baby's born. And we still don't know the sex of it because she wants Eric to be the one to tell her and
So whatever. They take the first baby, put him over on the baby monitoring station, and they're like, he's perfect.
He's getting his Apgar test.
Right.
And And then he's like, okay, let's get ready for the second baby. And then all of a sudden, beep, 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 beep.
And you look over and a nurse is holding a piece of paper that's rapidly coming out of a machine. And she just gives the doctor a look.
And he's like, the second baby's heart rate is dropping. We got to get this baby out of here now. And so he's like, I got to turn the baby. And Eric's like, how? And Annie's like, just turn away. And Dr. Hastings is like all up in there.
Oh, God. He's like literally up in there.
Yeah.
And stupid Eric is like turned away facing the wall.
Like cringing his face.
Yeah. But then he turns away. He turns back to her and he says, I can't take this pain for you. And even if I could, I wouldn't be very good at it.
Demerol. That was the drug. Sorry.
It always
comes to me.
Yeah. Better now than like in the middle of the night. It was Demerol.
We just post on our stories. Demerol.
Demerol. And he's like, but I'm not turning away from this. And then he's like, got his forehead pressed against her and like.
But they had a sheet up. Like you don't.
They didn't do chest to chest or skin to skin.
No. And I didn't give birth in the 90s. I gave birth in the 2010s.
Yeah.
But. Like, there was no sheet. Everything was just freewheeling.
Yeah.
Like, I was just there, letting it all hang out. Like, so I guess maybe did they keep it? It was, they had like a sheet up almost like a C-section.
A modesty curtain.
A modesty curtain.
She was probably wearing a pair of modesty shorts, just a little slit in them.
Well, and even nurseries are so funny to me. Like, we don't have nurseries anymore. Like, the baby is.
Yeah. Like, at one point, Lucy's like looking at all the babies in the nursery.
Yeah.
That's how babies get kidnapped.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they had to stop doing it, probably. They're like, oh, maybe we should keep the babies with the mothers.
Or like the old baby switcheroo.
Yeah. I've seen switched at birth.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they put a bracelet around the baby's ankle immediately that has all the same information that's on the mother.
Yeah.
And every moment, they're like, every nurse double checks to make sure it's all the same all the time.
Yikes. Did you... see the Office episode. You haven't seen much of The Office, but Pam gives birth and the baby's fussing in the middle of the night and like hasn't been latching. And so Jim picks up the baby and hands it over to Pam in the hospital and the baby latches and it's this beautiful moment. She's like, oh my God, she's nursing. And then they look over and there's another baby. And they... they grab the like neighbor baby and she's
baby.
Like, oh my God, put the baby back.
That's funny.
Oh man. But then
second baby's born.
Eric goes out into the waiting room to get everybody and they come in with like little cupcakes and candles and birthday hats. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're going to sing to you. And so I guess this song is,
well, Annie's standing there. She's like, meet David and Samuel.
Yes. So then we know that they're boys. And Simon is like, thank you. And he falls to his knees. And
they're going to sing.
They're going to sing. And so they get all ready.
And they start singing the opening scene to the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to make it after
You're going to make it after all.
So it does a flashback to Grandma Jenny and Matt.
Some psychopath kid. They didn't cast that well. Like that looked like a kid from
The Children of the Corn, both brown
something,
hair.
Yeah. It was Uncanny Valley.
So what is implied is that Annie and Eric are at the hospital giving birth to Mary. And so Jenny is back home looking after Matt, who's only like two. But that kid looked like he's four.
Yeah, he looked like
four or five.
He could sit through an entire episode of Mary Tyler Moore and sing the intro song.
Yeah, but we're supposed to believe that they're only a year apart. Like that wasn't a one-year-old. Or even 2 years apart.
Could it have been Lucy?
No, because
it was every kid.
They said it was the song that the Grandma Jenny.
Because Mary's Matt. 17 and Matt's 19. Yeah. Like.
Ish.
Anyway.
Anyways. So then, yeah, toddler Matt is like,
I'm going to sing this song to mom.
Can you teach me?
Yeah. And she's like, this is a complicated song. And he's like, I can do it with your help. No kid talks like this. Anyway, then they all start singing and it's very beautiful.
And of course, at the very end, Ruthie gets the last couple words in, like, solo style. Why do they keep, like, who was pushing Ruthie's music career?
Yeah, her parents? Mackenzie Rossman.
Yeah.
Here's my theory, that she wanted to be like a triple threat where you're like a singer, actor, dancer.
Yeah.
But the show didn't provide her many opportunities, but she's busy. And so they, her parents were probably like pushing for her to have more of these scenes, but nobody had the heart to tell her she's terrible at it.
Yes. So we recapped like season 9 episode.
Yeah, like the Valentine's episode of season 9.
Yeah.
Over on the We Love to Hate Everything podcast.
And she's got a whole, she sings an entire song.
Sing and dance.
It's a musical episode.
It's bad.
We'll get there in 5 seasons. But
yeah. We're picking up the pace.
We are. But it's awful. So
it's
she doesn't
awful.
Get, so spoiler alert, she doesn't get any better by season 9.
All right. What do we have next week?
Oh, okay. February 15th. It happened one night. Matt takes a job as a fast food delivery boy to get out of the house and away from crying babies.
Yeah.
Like, I hear
feel
you.
That.
I know.
Yeah.
There's no crying babies in this house.
No.
Wyatt cries a bit.
Yeah.
One time there was a cat fight on our driveway and I thought it was Wyatt crying.
Yeah, and you like stormed into his room to be like, what is the problem?
Yeah, like, I'm not that insensitive.
But there was
a lot leading up. He cries a lot. It was a whole night. And I was just like, and now he's frigging crying.
Yeah. And he's like, what? I'm just trying to sleep.
And I realize his cats on the driveway were like, meow.
Oh my God. Oh gosh. Well, if you like what you're hearing and you want more, you should check out our Patreon. It is just called A Lesbian Recap. I forgot what it was called for a second. And we don't just recap Seventh Heaven. We do a little deep dive on some Seventh Heaven things.
Uh-huh.
We're recapping the Baxters, like, by season. And
we got to find what's the special ops show that Beverly Mitchell was in? What's it called?
Yeah.
The one that JoJo
Special Ops
JoJo did.
Yeah, we'll find that and recap it because it looked really good.
Yeah,
I think it was just called Special Forces, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, Special Forces. Not Ops. Yeah.
Anywho, I hope you have a great night.
You too.
And whatever time you're listening to this, have a great time.
Have a great life.
Oh God.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.